It's Thursday, September 11th, 2008, and you're listening to The Apple Juice Show, episode 19, with George Drage.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Apple Juice Show, where we bring you the latest in hot Apple tech in convenient juice form. Today is episode 19 for Thursday, September 10th.
September 11th, George. It's September 11th.
Thank you, Billy.
Can't forget this day. It's, like, really important.
And this is Billy Heim. He's on the show once again.
Welcome. Hello, everybody. For the first time ever on this, on any podcast, literally, because I just discovered the feature and I think I'm going to be video podcasting more. So we use Call Recorder to record these shows, or I do. I know George does too, but Call Recorder also does video, and since we're on Skype, Skype does video. So we can do two pictures of us side by side with Call Recorder. So I've decided, you know, me and George, we'll just record this show and see how it turns out. I'll post it on YouTube, or he'll post it on YouTube, edit some of the video, and we'll see how it goes. But this is the first time I'm doing video, and I'm liking it right now.
Yeah, I'm very excited for this. It might be a very good career for us podcasters. Billy, what do you think?
I have a face for radio, as people say so.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. What are we talking about this
well, episode, George? Well, 2 days ago on Tuesday was a big Apple event. It was a Let's Rock Apple event. So, Billy, I know you were paying more attention than I was because I was actually at school during the event.
Yeah.
So,
I have a confession to make. I might as well tell you. I was at school too. I just came home early.
Oh, Billy.
So I essentially got there when the keynote was about to be over.
You got home, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Billy. I was surprised because, you know, Jobs' keynotes are usually an hour and a half. This one was a little shorter than usual.
Yeah, I noticed that when they released the video. But, so, I mean, Billy, go ahead and tell us what you expected, what you did expect, and what came true.
So I was of course expecting the new Nano. I ever since Kevin Rose did that, you know, this is what it's going to look like. I always said, you know, I think that's what it is. I'm pretty sure. Cause he's, you know, Kevin Rose is a pretty good source if you didn't know that. I knew they'd lower down the price of the Touch, and, I didn't really expect them to do anything with the Classic, which they did. You know, they brought it to the 120 gigabyte one and, you know, keep that at the $250 price point, which I think is great. Aaron, he's a co-host on my show, and he bought one right there. With the price drop of the Touch, my dad, we bought him a Touch, a 32 gig Touch, for $400, and I bought my mom one too. I didn't really expect it. I don't know if because I forget. I really forget if I mentioned anything on my other shows about any other rumors. I don't think I mentioned anything about there might being a notebook revamp, but yeah, I think they did. I think this was a standard Let's Rock event that Apple would have, you know, they sent out the invitation saying Let's Rock. It's obviously a music event. I did not think there'd be any Mac revamps at all.
Yeah, we did see that in the interview that he had with, who was it?
CNBC. He always does a CNBC interview after each one of his keynotes.
Yeah, he did that after WWDC. I remember that. And you sent me the link to the new one, and I saw that one. He was talking about that it was just specifically music when it says on the invitation. So that's why there was no Mac. But rumor says it that on October 18th, there might be some kind of Mac event.
Yeah. These sites usually are good at calling these. They called the September 9th event like a month before it happened or a little more. I'm not sure about this. That Jobs might. I have no comment on it right now because I personally don't know. So it'd be cool if they do, but if they do this, I don't think they'll be doing anything to the they definitely won't do anything to the iPod or iPhone line. They won't do anything to the iMac or Mac Pro line. I think they'll do something to the portables because they need a revamp. So a speed bump would be good. You know, they hold what does the MacBook hold? 2-3 gigs of RAM now. They could boost that up to 4. The MacBook Pro, I think, holds 4-3. So, you know, revamping those would be good. Some new features. Maybe the trackpad, you know, the trackpad multi-touch would be good. So, What else could they do? On the MacBooks, they could put the trackpad with the multi-touch. You know, speed bumps, general speed bumps. You know, hard drives, they could, you know, go up. Maybe faster, maybe better. Of course, better battery life. Maybe even a new design. But what do you think, George?
Yeah, I think that's great. I think that's all great. Yeah.
You might not watch it on the video. George just like answered the phone, and I had to stall. That's why I was kept going it on. I was doing the little wrap it up thing with my finger. You got to watch the video.
Yeah. I don't know why my video keeps going out, but so that's, I mean, basically, so what they came out with was basically a new iPod Nano, which, I mean, we are thinking of getting one, aren't we?
You know, I'm thinking about it. I think I bought, you know, two touches yesterday. But you know, the Nano, I have two iPhones. I have an iPod. And what do I don't know. What do I really need a Nano for? The Nano, the only thing the Nano doesn't do that my iPhone, or does do that my iPhone doesn't do, which I think is pretty cool, is a shake thing. But they might, I can't comment on the 2.1 software because I am running it, but I can't say if it's in there or not.
Yeah, you know, the funny part was that Steve Jobs took the stage, and he's like, we have a lot of things to talk about, but the first thing we're going to talk about is reports of my death are greatly exaggerated. That was all over the news that afternoon.
Taking a poke at was it a video or was it a quote? I can't remember. It was an older person that said this a while ago. And he was just poking a little fun. And since, you know, Bloomberg posted his obituary, which was, I think, was just crazy. So Jobs took a little poke of fun at that. I thought it was kind of hilarious.
So look, I'm going through the lineup here. NBC also returns to iTunes. So that means that Office, Monk, Heroes. Also, HDTV shows are out. $1.99 for regular standard and $2.99 for HD shows.
So I feel bad for people that don't have the faster connections like I do. I have a T3 here, and the military gives it to us. They gave us a high speed, so I can download an HDTV show pretty quickly. I George, have you tried downloading an HDTV show? How do you know how long it takes you?
No, I actually haven't. I'm looking.
There are free ones.
There are free ones, so I mean, I'm gonna be doing that after we finish recording.
I'll do it now because they're good. Oh no, George is breaking up. But I can download one pretty quickly. Yeah, which is, you know, one thing that iTunes has is that whenever you start downloading it, and whenever it gets far enough into it, you can actually start playing it while it's still downloading. So that's that's pretty neat.
I did not know that at all.
Yeah, you just double click on the file in the downloads directory, and you can play it. But you don't want to like fast forward too fast, because then it'll catch up. It needs to buffer, right?
Yeah. All right. Also something that we've heard in the rumors before was the Genius Playlist. Now, the Genius Playlist, it creates playlists from songs in your iTunes library that go together. So it's like basically like your Pandora. You put your favorite artist or anything like that, and it starts playing something similar to that artist. That's what the Genius Playlist does. Also, Grid View. Grid View, so you can see all the albums, album art all together. They also announced that iTunes 8 was going to be available that Tuesday. It was free to download. Then they moved they changed the 80 gigabyte classic to the 120. The new Nano, it looked exactly like the leaked images. It's the thinnest iPod ever with enhanced feature, accelerometer, Genius Playlist. You can actually do that on the Nano. With aluminum curved case, really cool, and you can shake it to shuffle. The battery hour for it's 24 hours of music, 4 hours of video, and there it's environmentally safe. There's 8 colors, $149 for the 8 gigabyte and $199 for the 16.
And now let's stop there for a second. So the price drop right there is a huge thing, but you know what was it? I think a 4 gig Nano was $150. 8 gig was 200. 8 gigs was the biggest you can get. That's a huge difference right there, because now we can, you know, buy an 8 gig Nano for $150, which is, you know, it's pretty cheap if you think about it. You know, a long time ago, 8 gigabytes was huge. what was it? They said four, what was it? 16 hours of video, I think, or 8 hours. I can't remember, but they said that for the Nano.
8 hours for a video for, I think it was for the 16 gigabyte one.
Is it that? No, that doesn't sound right. That's 2 gigs an hour. That, no, that can't be right. I know the battery life is great on it.
Yeah.
And it's got the accelerometer built in. So whenever you do it like on the iPhone, you have it in portrait, you put it in landscape, it goes into cover flow, plays videos pretty good. Battery life again is, great. And then the shake feature, which just gets me every time they shake it because it just shakes and it starts shuffling. Leah, I was actually talking to her and she brought up a point where what if it's in your pocket? Well, if it's in your pocket, I think the iPhone would be smart enough to say, it's in my pocket, it's in your pocket, I'm jumping up and down.
Yeah.
It's not shaking. Maybe if you put it in
lock.
What's that? The hold. Yeah, hold. If you put in hold, the hold switch. Actually, you know what? Oh no, the iPod Nano does have that. I remember seeing it. Then it won't shake at all.
I'll be going to the Apple store, and so I'll probably take some pictures and put them up on WordPress. In the blog post, so you guys will be able to see them. I probably will be going to the store in the Miami area. That's where I'll be this weekend. So they also came out with some new headphones for $29, and it comes with the volume control, the next button. It's basically and a microphone, so it's basically like the ones that the iPhone has.
But it has what? Speaking of which, I got some headphones in the mail today. And they actually have they have a little slider on them for the volume up and down. And I just love that. I can't wait to see it on the new iPhones. Now, they also introduced some in-ear headphones, which if you listen to the Apple Live show, Aaron called, he nailed it. We were talking about headphones, and Aaron said, what if they introduce in-ear headphones? I don't think they'll do that, Aaron. They sure did. $79.99 for
I believe so. They upped the price from the ones they had before. So I think they were.
Well, their in-ear has better sound. But Aaron just damn, he nailed that right on the head.
So as you were saying, you bought the iPod Touch for your mom and dad. It's thinner, stainless steel, has volume controls in the speaker, which I was looking forward to. That's what I actually thought, that the old iPod Touch had a speaker, but actually it just makes the sound every time you hit a keyboard or you unlock it. So I mean,
it has a clicker. It's not they're different. Clicker and a speaker. Yeah. Clicker's what makes that sound. So I thought the same thing, and then somebody told me it didn't, and I was like, oh wow, I did not know that. Now this thing isn't for this thing wouldn't work for me because I hear like everything. I can hear if something's artifact. I can tell the difference from 128 to 192 kbs. So I, on my iPhone, that's why I got these really expensive, headphones, and because they sound great with my music. And I, whenever I'm downloading something, I want the highest quality. That's why I was so happy when iTunes, was it iTunes Plus? That's what it's called. Came out.
The iTunes Plus.
Where you can download the DRM free.
Yeah, iTunes Plus, I believe.
Yeah. And I was glad when that came out because same price, you get the bigger bit rate and you get it unprotected, which is always great.
Yeah, that's always great. Also, the ability to do the Genius playlist is on the iPod Touch. The iPod Touch will be shipping with the new 2.1 firmware, and it's already available for the iPod Touches. It will be available Friday, September 12th.
Tomorrow, essentially.
Tomorrow for the
iPod
iPhone.
Really? No, I don't know if they said that. The iPod Classics firmware already came out. I don't know if they mentioned that or not, but they said the Genius feature is going to be in it. So
yeah. Also, you were talking about the Nike Plus iPod receiver was built.
Who
in.
Who used that? Literally, who used that?
I know someone that has it, but I mean, I first of all, me and you would have no use for it because basically, I don't know about you, but I don't really work out, so I wouldn't need it.
I don't work out either. I can't. My heart would give out.
All right. And then it was really funny that the night before me and Billy bought the Spore Origins game, and the next day they were reviewing it during the keynote. Phil, what's his last name?
Phil Schiller.
Phil Schiller. He was the one that reviewed it. He also reviewed the Real Soccer 2009, Real Soccer 2009, which came out 2 days ago on Tuesday. and also Need for Speed. I was looking forward. I was like, when is Need for Speed coming out? And as soon as I heard the keynote, he was like, oh, this will be out in a few months. And I was like, oh. And then I was like, Billy, do you know when it's coming out? And he's like, yeah, it's coming out in a couple months. So I'm really looking forward to the Need for Speed game, because I mean that's a really good game. I have it for all my
Yeah, I have it for Xbox. Actually, I played it once for my Xbox, literally once, and that was with my cousin after he begged me to put it in. it was literally one time because I remember it, and I still have it up there. But I have a bunch of racing games for my iPhone. Actually, I have the GTS World Racing, some new one. What's it?
The Asphalt something?
Yeah, the Asphalt. Where is that?
Asphalt 4.
Asphalt 4, yeah, I got that. And yeah, I like the GTS a little more than Asphalt, and everybody told me to get Asphalt. Because it's got some Wi-Fi capabilities, which I'm not.
Asphalt looks cool, but I think Need for Speed is going to have more than like all the games right now have.
I know it will, because it's got it's by a major developer. So
yeah, the iPod Touch, the battery's 36 hours and 36 hours of music, 6 hours of video. The 8 gigabyte is $229. The 16 gigabyte is $299. 32 gigabyte is $399. The 2.1 upgrade is free for if you purchase the 2.0. For your iPod Touch to put all the applications from the App Store, then you have a free upgrade to the 2.1.
Yeah, then, which seems reasonable.
Seems very reasonable, and it's $9.95 if you haven't updated to the 2.0.
If you're on 1.1.4 and you haven't updated 2.0, yeah.
Yeah, and then which is reasonable. this was a really big surprise to me. Or actually, it wasn't a really big surprise to me, but I mean, I was looking forward to this in the update. iPhone 2.1 upgrade. This Friday, significantly better battery, fewer call drops. I mean, I've had some, but not many. The battery life, my battery life stinks. Like, I come home, I take it to school, I text a little bit during lunch and tweet during lunch. Then I come home, I play with it a bit with a couple of apps, and it's already, and talk 30 minutes, and it's already like on 20%. Then there's bug fixes, a lot of bug fixes, and then faster backup iTunes. I love the backup. I love the backup right now, but it's just too slow. Because I love backing up things. I love having backups, so I back up everything I have. So it's faster backups to iTunes, and no apps crashes. I've had problems with apps crashing. No, and this is going to be free to iPhone users, and that was basically it. And then, who was it that sang in the at the end?
Oh, some Jackson, I think.
Jack Johnson?
Maybe.
I think it was Jack Johnson. He was the one, I believe, that did the music for
Which Apple does at every event. They always bring out some. Yeah, every music event. Sorry, Apple brings out some artist. I remember John Mayer came out, and I love that because I'm a huge fan of his.
Yeah. Also, Steve Jobs is a great fan of
Steve, you know, Steve, he likes a lot of old bands. He's a big fan of Bob Dylan. He's a big fan of John Mayer.
He's a big fan of what's that one? The on the it's Welcome to the Jungle by
Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, Guns N' Roses. He's a big fan of them because I heard or no, and that's all. Yeah, that's I think he's a big fan of that because that was playing during the keynote. When they were waiting for the people.
I don't know about that one. I don't know if he's a big fan of Guns N' Roses. That's more of a like a rock. When what keynote are you talking about?
Oh, actually, no. That was actually in the Bill Gates one in January. Remember, he was Did you watch that?
Which one?
The
Macworld?
No, not Macworld. It's the one that was in Vegas with Bill Gates.
CES?
Yeah, CES. He played Welcome to the Jungle with the guy from the band. He was rocking out on Garage Band. Or not Garage Band.
Steve Jobs was?
No, Bill Gates. It was Bill Gates. I got confused with Steve Jobs and Bill Gates.
Just I was going to say, Steve Jobs doesn't go to CES.
No, CES. It was Steve Jobs. It was Bill Gates playing with the guy from Welcome to the Jungle on Guitar Hero.
With the guy from Welcome to the Jungle. The guy from Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses. Sorry, I get confused sometimes.
Yeah, you are.
All right, so Billy, do you wanna talk a little bit about Spore? Because I mean, I really like it, and I know you really like it.
I love Spore. I had to restore my iPhone the other day, so I lost all my info. But I'm actually back. I got on level 15 real quick, just because I've been playing it a lot.
Now, Billy, why don't you tell us about your little incident that you've had? That why don't you have an iPhone 3G?
Oh my! So apparently, I don't know why my iPhone just like broke out of the blue. It just kept on. It would stay at the Apple logo, which sucks because that's my iPhone. And you know, I have a feeling that the 2.1 software is going to fix all that. So I shouldn't have sent it off right away. But you know, I'm using my old iPhone, which is fine. I had to call AT&T, and I was on the phone to them for a pretty darn long time before they could fix it for me. So I don't know.
Billy, what have you done with the Angel's iPhone?
I don't even know where it's at, dude.
What?
I don't know where it's at now.
Oh my god, I would use it so much. Use Quick
on. I have mine.
I mean, you know, but yeah. So I mean, basically, that's pretty much it for the news. For the news part of it, And so I will be putting a video. I will be uploading it to I use Viddler. So I'll be uploading the video to Viddler, and I'll put it. I'll embed it in the show notes tomorrow.
This concludes the Apple Juice Show with George Drage and Billy Heim. Follow George on Twitter at twitter.com/gdrage and Billy at twitter.com/billyheim. Thanks again for listening to another wonderful episode of the Apple Juice Show.